case, please.
The next application is 11,802. James Freeman seeks variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks, sections 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Trout Terrace North, approximately 0.34 mile east of Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 36964 Trout Terrace North, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 533, Map 12, Parcel 771. Specifically, they're requesting a 7.1-foot variance from the front and a 2-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, one mail return, and we did receive one letter in opposition. And that letter is to the Board of Adjustment that they are opposing the granting of the variances for the following reasons. Our parking situation has been a problem in the past on weekends and holidays. If two cars park side by side, trash trucks have been unable to go to this street, and emergency vehicles have also been had this problem. The owner will lose two parking spaces, which would further strain on the parking situation. On the 4th of July weekend, he parked three vehicles in a homeowner driveway who was not there, but these spaces will not always be available, and also this change would not be in keeping with the appearance of the community, and they don't believe storing a boat should be considered a hardship, and that is Ernest Martino, and his address is 36963 Trout Terrace North. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good morning. Michael McGrody for the applicant. I'd like to first hand a set of exhibits out. Existing improvements on the property. I had it walled up. Mr. Freeman is standing to my right, James Freeman, the applicant, and I want to ask him some questions.
Okay. He's going to need to be sworn in.
Can you need to be sworn in?
Right here. Right down there, sir. Mr. Sharp, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Patrick Freeman, 36964 Trout Terrace North, Selbyville, Delaware, 1997.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Freeman, have you had neck surgery?
I have.
What was that surgery?
C4-5, I believe, was used.
Have you had back surgery?
I have.
And what was that surgery?
L4, 5, and 6, and that was a complete fusion.
Have you had shoulder surgery?
I have.
And which shoulder?
Both rotator cuff surgery.
Have you had a ligament severed deliberately by a surgeon from your bicep to your shoulder?
I have.
How many surgeries have you had on your right knee?
I had 13 before I had it replaced.
How many surgeries have you had on your left knee?
Three before that was replaced.
And have you recently had surgery to your right foot?
I have.
And what was that surgery?
A fusion of my large toe. I have a steel plate that runs up the side with three or four screws in it. They cut my second toe, the joint out, and pin that back together.
Have you been advised recently that you are going to need further surgery?
I have. I need to have reconstruction surgery of my whole right foot, which put me in a wheelchair for quite a while.
And did the doctor tell you what the consequences would be if you don't have that surgery?
He said I would be permanently in a wheelchair.
What caused your injuries that resulted in these surgeries?
A wound in Vietnam when I was there. It's 1966.
Now, originally, when
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Wound in Vietnam, I got hurt.
Oh, wound in Vietnam, okay.
Originally, when you started this application, your application was to extend the garage so you could store your boat there?
It was.
Okay. Because of these surgeries, are you now contemplating a different reason? Do you now need the variance for a different reason?
Yes, because I'm probably going to be in a wheelchair at some point, and I'm going to need that room to get around. But being retired, I wanted to, use my boat and use other things and have a workbench where I can work at home if something does happen to me.
If you park a vehicle in the garage as it exists today, can the driver and passenger exit the vehicle and go into the house without leaving the garage?
No.
Can that be corrected in any other way except by an extension at the front of the garage?
No, just extended in.
The addition that you proposed, did you have plans drawn up for the Architectural Review Committee?
I did,
for Swan Key?
And submitted that to them.
And do those alterations maintain the same look of the house?
Exactly.
And in fact, are they not going to use that front and just extend it?
Correct.
And they'll put a shed roof over the extension?
Correct.
So that the front elevation will look the same?
Exactly.
The did you create in any way create this need for this variance?
No, I didn't.
Okay. The property is 63 feet wide and 118 feet deep. Is there any other way to extend the garage to accommodate your needs?
No, I can't go back because there's a bathroom and a laundry room right there, plus it's a structure wall, and I couldn't take that down.
Are you able to use the second floor of the building?
I can't get up in those steps.
The if you are granted, if the county grants you a variance from the county setback, are you then required to apply to the Architectural Review Committee of Swan Keys to also have them approve the setback?
Yes, and I've applied to them already.
Okay. And one of their conditions is that even if they give it to you, you still have to come before this body to get
correct.
The variance. Now, you've requested 10.5 feet. Is it conceivable to do it with less than 10.5 feet?
Yes, I've talked with the president of the association, and I agreed with her that I would cut it back to 8. I could get away with that.
Okay. How many parking spaces, if you extended to 10.5 feet, how many parking spaces would you still have in your driveway?
I could still get 4 cars in there.
Right. On the July 4th weekend, did you, in fact, have 3 cars parked in your neighbor's?
I did, because I asked them, and I told the person that was complaining, I said, if there's ever a problem, I have a shopping center right up the street. I will take all my cars up there if that's a problem. The fellow next door let me use his garage, his parking spaces. I did not have one car on that street that week, and the whole street was filled with cars.
Did you also have cars out in the shopping center that weekend?
No, I didn't have any. I didn't need to.
All right. The cars that were on the street on the 4th of July weekend, was that from a child's birthday party?
No, that was just normal 4th of July. That birthday party was the next week.
None of the cars on the street 4th of July were your cars?
No.
Or anybody visiting you?
No.
And the fact that you had the 3 extra cars in the neighbor's driveway, was that because you had a lot of guests over?
I had quite a few people over. But if a neighbor says something to me, the lady right across the street, Miss Gale, she asked me not to park to the right side of my driveway. Mm-hmm. I said, that's fine. If any person in the neighborhood would have come up to me and said, hey, we're having a problem with parking, I'm a man. I would do whatever they needed to be done. And I just don't know why this is coming up now.
Sir, you're talking about a garage. And I'm looking in here. I don't see a garage. Any of your blueprints, I don't see where you're seeing a garage.
The here's a front view of the property. And that part that's right there, that's the garage.
This is the garage?
Right.
Oh, okay. This right here is the garage?
Yes.
Right there. That's the garage right here. This is the garage.
Okay.
You want to add to the front of the garage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's
the garage? There it's at.
This is the garage here.
Right here.
They mentioned coming out the side, only coming straight out.
Okay, and then he wants to add to the front. You see it, Jeff?
How big is the garage?
That's garage,
now.
Yeah.
What's the size of the garage now?
It's 20 by 19, I believe.
20 by 19. Okay,
yes.
Go back from the proposed addition that you have on the...
There's the garage, right there.
Okay. For my colleagues, go back to the proposed addition. Go back 19 feet, and that's what he's saying. It's part of the garage, existing garage. Okay, see the proposed addition?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go back 19 feet. Draw a line across, then that means that's his garage. It's there now.
Put the line there.
Right. That's what he's doing. That's what he's setting up. Besides the 33.5 feet that's shown from the existing garage to your property line, how much grass is there between it and the sidewalk?
There's another 4 feet past my property, then 2 feet of sidewalk, then another foot and a half of grass that I maintain, and it's not my property.
So there's 7.5 feet beyond your property line
Correct.
To the curb?
So there's plenty of room there to park cars.
And this was the way the property existed when you purchased it?
It was.
You did not in any way create the variance?
Yeah. Actually, I looked for homes for a year in this area. I went to over 25 homes, I guess. And I didn't buy the homes because I couldn't extend the garage. When my real estater asked the art committee if I could extend the garage, they said as long as I get a variance from the county. And that's what I've applied for. Now they've changed their mind because one person in the neighborhood is making a complaint. And that would be Ernie and Verona.
Now, the original variance of 10.5 feet that you needed, that was the minimum you needed before. How did you find out you could get away with 8 feet?
Well, I had the president and one of the other members of the board come over to the house and look at everything. And they were looking at it, and I said, well, I could cut it back to 8. I could probably make it with 8 feet. And they said, oh, you have plenty of room here to park. And I said, I know that. They took all the measurements and everything.
There we go.
I hope that's a good sign.
So you're gonna? Do you want 10.5?
I'll go with the 8 because that's what the HOA I agreed with them on.
Okay.
And I would do that.
Okay, so you don't want the 10.5?
No, sir.
And the variance is for how much?
The variance was for 10.5 feet, sir.
Right. We'd like you.
So you were talking about 10.5 feet, you were talking about 8, you were talking about
I would amend that to 7.1.
What do you want?
Oh no, the 7.5 is just the extra feet out front.
Okay.
It's 8 feet is what he wants.
Okay.
What he needs.
Eight feet.
Let's get that number established first.
The 7.5 feet we referred to is that past his property line, there's another 4 feet of grass to the sidewalk, then a 2 foot wide sidewalk. And then about another foot and a half of grass before you reach the curb for the road.
No. All right, and I'll see if we got, excuse me, any other questions. Mr. Hudson, I'll start with you, please.
Yeah, I want to make sure I understand this correctly. When you talk about you'll go with the 8 feet, you mean the proposed addition being 8 feet or an 8 foot variance?
Well, the addition being both.
No. Oh. The proposed addition would be 8 feet, and whatever that makes the variance
okay.
would be what he wants.
So,
he wants to come 8 feet from the existing house out. Okay.
So instead of a 10.5 foot proposed addition extending out towards the Trout Terrace North, you're going with an 8 foot because the HOA said they wouldn't approve the 10.5?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you need the difference in the variance there. Okay. Thank you.
I'll meet it. Now, Mr. Rickards, do you have any further questions?
I should make sure, Mr. Hudson.
I'm sorry.
The HOA said they won't approve the 10.5, but they have not committed
right.
to approving the 8 feet. We still have to go back and ask. We don't know.
All right. Thank you.
How did you come up with that? You're not creating this. You're the applicant. You're not creating this situation, this whole situation. You have a guest house there, okay? You put that on your lot.
Well, he didn't put it on.
That was there, sir.
That was there?
Yeah, he bought everything the way it is now.
The way it is now, okay. That straightens that out. But how can you answer that question? Answer that question to me. You're not creating it. Why aren't you creating it? The hardship. The difficulty, practical.
Well, the situation, it was there. Everything was there. I'm not
sure.
I'm not causing anything else. I asked before I moved in, before I bought that property and spent $385,000 on it and put about another $25,000 in it before I moved in. And then they told me after I moved in, they said, well, we might have a problem with some neighbors. But you can still, if the board approves it, we'll be okay with it. And then just two, 3 weeks ago, I got a letter saying they denied it because of one person in that community.
Now, I think your lawyer will tell you, what you have to do is not, we don't base anything on
right,
that.
Right, I understand.
Okay? What you have to do is convince us that it's not a practical difficulty. Now, attorney will help you there.
Part of the reason he didn't create the difficulty because he didn't build the house, he didn't build the structure. He also didn't know that his doctor was going to tell him that he's got to have this surgery on his foot, that his foot's been fused in a couple places, and he's got to have...
Okay, let me stop you there, counselor. In other words, what you're saying is the practical difficulty hasn't been created by him because he is in a medical situation?
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, sir.
Okay. And that would be his foot? I've heard a lot of other things wrong.
Yeah, it's the foot that's the major problem. He's got to have surgery on that. He's going to be in a wheelchair for an extended period of time for recovery.
Okay. Then tell me, okay, especially why you need the addition that's going to help his foot.
Well, because even before he had the surgery, if you pull into the garage and you run the doors down, you can't get out of the vehicle. The vehicle's up blocking your exit into the house. In order to get in the house, you got to go out of the garage, walk around, and come in the house.
Okay.
And he already had the foot problem to start with. So that problem will, even after the surgery, he'll probably have that problem. But during the recovery period, he's going to be in a wheelchair, so he's going to need the room for even more so to be able to get in. Now, I know this is a neighborhood where you don't expect burglaries, but where I live is a neighborhood where you don't expect burglaries, and my house was burglarized with my wife in it. The reason we have garage door openers that close when we get inside the garage is so we don't have to come outside in the dark to enter our house. And the way this is constructed, and he didn't construct the house or lay it out, you pull your vehicle in there, there's no room to go around the vehicle to get in the house. You have to exit the garage, go outside, go in the house, then come back and shut your garage door. And his practical difficulties are going to be compounded by this surgery.
Mr. McGrory, if I may, this kind of bootstraps off of Mr. Ricketts' question. And the question I got is, when I'm looking at this thing, you're adding this addition out, and the issue is actually getting out of the vehicle, correct?
It's not getting out of the vehicle. It's after you're out of the vehicle, getting into the house without leaving the garage to get in the house.
Okay.
There's no
so
once you get in.
So it's not deep enough, is what the
exactly.
issue is.
Exactly. Once
okay,
you
not
get
wide.
Out of the vehicle, there's no room between the door and the back of the vehicle or between the front of the vehicle and the wall.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. That was a confusion. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Rickard.
It's okay. Oh, that's
I should have made that clear.
That clears that up, too. That's exactly where I was trying to go with that. And thanks to our attorney, he got me there.
Already.
You were saying about all the parking. So the proposed addition has nothing to do with all these people coming in here and all your... That's not what you're asking for. I mean, it has nothing to do with the proposed addition.
No. No, he has adequate parking in the driveway even after the addition's
right,
added.
You were testifying that all these people are coming down and are parked all over. I was trying to sift that out of why...
Part of the complaint from the neighborhood was that if he did this, he'd be parking on the street. And the AR, somebody from the Homeowners Association came out and met with him and determined that even if he puts an addition on, there still will be plenty of room to park in the driveway. He will not be parking in the street.
Okay. Okay.
Now, part of the complaint about it was...
That'd be the overcrowding.
All right,
parking.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Workman.
So you're going to do away with your garage door opener and garage door and move it back to that?
Just move that out 8 feet. That's what I propose.
And you're going to put a new garage door on?
Same one.
Same one, just going to move everything back?
8 feet.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because when you were talking about all the parking there, I was saying, how the proposed addition going to help that? You know. But anyway, that's where your basis on your
yes,
medical
sir.
Situation you're going to have.
Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Mr. Mills.
You do understand that if we were to approve this, it does, we don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants, so that would be another matter that you'd have to take
yes,
care of.
Yes, working with those.
Okay.
No other questions?
Mr. Rutt, do you have any further?
Yeah, I've got just a couple. One is that there's also a variance request here for the outside shower. I don't believe you've addressed that.
An outside shower?
Yeah, you got a 10-foot side yard variance for an existing shower.
That's, I don't know how that got in there.
There's a shower there when I moved in.
Well, Mr. McGrory, what happens typically is when an application is submitted, the office will look at the survey and will pick up if there are other variances needed. And I presume that was the case here. It's been advertised for a side yard variance for the outside shower as well, because that shower is 8 feet from the side property line rather than 10 feet. Ms. Cornwell can correct me if I'd stated anything incorrectly there.
No, that is correct. And staff did catch that as the application went through. We noticed that it isn't, the existing outside shower does encroach into the side yard setback.
And they probably tried to tell me since June the 13th, yeah. But Verizon slammed me, stole my phone number, and gave it to somebody mm-hmm. else. So from June 17th to July 12th, all my messages were going to All About Homes instead of to me. And Verizon's looking at a lawsuit. But I'm sure staff, they'd probably try to get in touch with me, because it's the first time hearing of it. That shower existed when he bought the property.
We just clean up properties when yeah. something comes
yeah,
forward.
Exactly.
So you want to keep the shower?
We'd like to keep the shower since it's there, and I don't know what it would cost to remove it. But
have you had any complaints about the shower?
No.
Okay.
Well, not yet.
Yeah.
Maybe after today.
I'm already sure.
I understand.
Okay.
I just got one other thing, just because I see it on here. I see guest dwelling. I presume that guest dwelling doesn't have any cooking facilities.
No.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I've got.
All right. Thank you. Excuse me. Hearing no other questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three, four, five. For all of those that would like to speak at this time, please come forward and be sworn in. Again, if there's anyone that wishes to speak in opposition, please come forward. Are you the only one, ma'am? Okay, thank you. You please come forward and be sworn in to Mr. Sharp. Another one, okay. We have another one, Mr. Sharp.
Okay. Come on. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mary Kay Redden, 37031 L Drive, Duffyville, Delaware.
Okay. You wait right here. I'm going to swear you both in at the same time.
Tom Follier, Thomas Follier, 36766 Hummingbird Way, Swan Cove.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. When you go up, just state your name for the record.
Good evening, ma'am.
Thank you. Mary Brennan. I'm president of the HOA.
You're what, ma'am?
President of the HOA.
President of HOA. All right, thank you. All right, go ahead, ma'am.
I just wanted to state that the board is opposed. We did send an email to the website. I'm not sure if it got through, but I do have a copy of the letter that.
You're opposed to the 10 foot or the 8?
We are opposed to the 10 and a half foot extension. We did not discuss the 8 foot. I did go to Mr. Freeman's house with another board member, and we informed him at the time that we would have to discuss any other, because we only had the 10 and a half foot petition. So any variance of that, we would have to discuss with other board members, because there's 5 board members. We need a majority before we can make a decision. There was only 2 of us there. So I couldn't have and wouldn't have promised Mr. Freeman that 8 feet was acceptable.
Okay.
And since we only had a petition before us, when we met informally with the board, we discussed it. We only discussed the 10 and a half feet. We did not discuss anything else. I did poll all of his neighbors, and to get opinions from them on whether or not what issues or concerns that they felt might have regarding this. Approximately, I petitioned 16 neighbors. Approximately 10 responded, and 5 were opposed to any kind of building whatsoever, mostly because of the parking issue, blocking the sidewalk, and the fact that it would not conform to the neighborhood. It would stick way out past the other houses when you do a side view of the street.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now think about what I'm going to say now, because it's important. You know he has a medical condition.
He did not state that at all when we...
He didn't state that to you?
He did not tell me anything about a medical condition or moving around inside of his garage. It was my understanding that the garage was going to be for his antique car and his boat. And he needed more room because his trailer was a bit longer than the boat.
He stated that under oath today. Do you feel that that makes any difference now that you are aware of that? You're still
against
it?
Not for the tenant, yes. We're still against it.
Although it's a medical, you understand now. He testified that it's going to his turn.
Yes, because it's my understanding that his vehicle won't fit in the garage, so I'm not sure what vehicle he's going to put in there. Maybe it's his wife's car to get in and out. The garages are very small, and you can only park a small size SUV inside of the garage the way that they were planned and designed.
So you're against any addition, then, you know, whether it be 8, 10?
I can't represent the board, but at this juncture, I'm still against the...
Either or either.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Thomas Fowler, same community. I just wanted to dispute what Jim Freeman said. I am the head of the art committee, and there was no discussion between Jim and I prior to him buying the house. I sent a letter to Jim and his attorney stating that his realtor called me prior, said, do we have any covenants against extending garages? Said, no written covenants, but... You've got to get approval. And I said, what does your client have in mind? And from what I understood, it was 2 to 4 feet. The garage is 4 feet behind that little house, that in-law house, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing it up 4 feet was no problem. One of the committee members met with his architect and him, and it was never discussed 10 feet. So... what I discussed with the agent, and I can give you a copy of this letter, I guess, for the file, was that he had to get, I told her that a few homes in our community that when built had the garages extended 2 to 4 feet, which it did, but they were equal with the house, they were within the setbacks. And I told her that it was important to get county approval and submit an application to the ARC, which is ARC committee, with plans and specifications for review. This was prior to him purchasing the house. So, just on the record that he was never told that he could get it approved. He was told he's got to meet all the requirements. And I would think before you buy a house, you'd go look into it.
Let me ask you this also. When your conversation with the gentleman that is applying here, you didn't know about the medical condition, that he needed more room so he can get around there to enter his house?
No.
You didn't discuss that part of it, and you knew nothing
about
it?
That was never brought up. The only thing that was brought up was about the boat.
Till tonight?
Till tonight is first I heard about it.
Okay, thank you.
I got one question. About the boat, what's it about the boat?
That's why he wanted to build it, from what I understand. That's in the letter that I explained that I asked what specifically the realtor had in mind. She had in mind, and she stated that her client wanted to extend the garage in order to accommodate his boat. From what I understand, he had a bass boat, and... I imagine pretty expensive. He's got it up in Selbyville. But to have it in the garage, it's too long. I have to extend it. 8 feet would work if you pull the motor off, from what I understand. 10 feet works with the motor on.
So it'd be a car and a boat in there, or just a boat?
No, just a boat, I presume, at that point.
Oh, okay.
I have a van in my garage, you know, and a Dodge Caravan parking there, and we get out. So I don't know what that's all about. Never talked about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, medical issues.
Is your garage about the same size?
They're all the same, 19, 20. 19 feet long, 20 wide.
Would you be able to get a wheelchair in and around your van when it's parked in the garage, in and out?
Yeah, I could get it out of the side of the van. Not out the back, no. Out the side, you know how vans open. The side door opens.
I guess the question is, would you be able to navigate into the house? Yeah. From?
You'd have to have a ramp. I mean, it depends on how it is set up, but most of them have steps up to the...
If there was a ramp put in the interior of a garage of a similar size to what you have, but you were to park a
caravan. Yeah, I presume. Maybe you could do all the workbenches he's talking about, because then maybe it would take up that side room. It's almost like a rectangular.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Mr. Freeman, could you come back up here, please? I'm sure there's questions. I just want to see if any of the members had any questions.
Oh, okay.
They might have. I'll start down. Mr. Mills, do you have any further questions at this time? None? Mr. Hudson, do you have any further?
No.
Mr. Rickman, do you have any further?
Did I get that correct about the medical situation with your ankle and everything?
I didn't think it was any of their business what my medical condition.
In the future?
I'm sorry?
You say that the medical situation is going to be in the future?
In the near immediate future?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm meeting with my doctor on Friday.
Oh, you do.
And his doctor is Dr. Cuesta in Mills.
Ocean Pines.
All right, sir. Mr. Workman, do you have any further?
Yeah, I got a question. Is this for a car or is this for a boat?
It's for a boat. I have a boat and an old car. But now the reasons have changed a little bit with this new thing with my foot.
So you're not going to put the boat in there now?
I would still like to. I'd still have room. I have room, plenty of room.
Put the car
wide,
in the
but I don't have it deep. Now, if I have to put a ramp in, that ramp's going to take probably 3 or 4 feet out from the wall.
Inside.
And then I wouldn't be able to put anything but a vehicle in there if I have to get a handicapped vehicle.
So right now you want to put a boat and a car in there?
Yes, sir.
You'd like to.
Okay.
It's wide enough. It's just not deep enough. Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's not something you need. It's something you want.
Well,
the boat's something he wants. The other thing is something he needs.
What I need, yeah.
The 8 feet to accommodate the car, the vehicle, and getting in and out of the car and the wheelchair he needs. The other side of the garage, if he only extended half of it 8 feet, it would look stupid because it would go like this.
Sure.
So,
what kind of car do you have?
35 Oldsmobile.
35
Oldsmobile.
Yes, sir. All
right, sir.
Any further?
They are long.
Yeah. Caboose.
Mr. Chairman,
do you have any further questions?
I don't know if Mr. Mills, he looks like he's got questions.
How wide the garage currently is? 21 feet wide?
I think it's 20.
20 feet.
Whatever.
It's 21 feet.
Oh, it's 21 feet.
Okay. Mr. Mills.
And how deep? 20?
20.
No, at the moment it's 19.
19 deep. 21 wide, 19 deep. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing a couple different reasons from the applicant as to why you need it to be 8 feet deeper than it is now. And the first reason that I believe I heard, and I don't know if this board heard the same thing, was that it was to accommodate your ability to get in and out of a car safely.
Correct.
And into the house.
Correct.
And I guess the question that I've got is, for that reason, is 8 feet, could you do with less than 8 feet? And not, and the boat issue is
right,
a separate.
Right, I understand.
Because that was the main
right.
reason that was presented to this board first was, do I have enough room? And it sounds like right now you don't, from what you've testified to be able to get out and move around safely in your garage. But 8 feet doesn't seem, I guess I'm struggling to figure out why 8 feet.
For the boat, he's going to need the 10 and a half. For the boat, he'd have to have the 10 and a half. Unless he takes the motor off the boat.
Okay.
And that's a pretty large motor to be taken off every time he put it in the garage.
I guess what I'm, Mr. McGrory, what I'm looking at is there's two different reasons that have been presented to the board. And the first one was that the applicant needed the space so that he could safely navigate in and out of his house with a ramp and out of a handicap. The second one that's been presented, which you've just eliminated, is that it's needed for the boat. So those are two different reasons. So I was just trying to make sure I understood both of those reasons.
The issue about you getting out of the car in your wheelchair, right, getting in the house, can you do less than 8 feet and still do that?
I don't think so. If I have to put a ramp in, I think I'm going to need quite a distance. I don't know how long. I may need longer than that at that point, and then I'm going to be back here again.
But most handicap requirements are 4 feet in width. Most handicap requirements are 4 feet in width, not 8. For a hallway or a doorway.
Oh, right. I understand that. But I'm still talking about the length of getting around the vehicle.
If he parks his car in the garage right now, there's no room even walking.
I understand.
To go between.
So say the car is against the wall and he can't get past it, can't squeeze past it.
So,
but he gets 4 feet. Now he can get a wheelchair or whatever past it.
A wheelchair would go by it, but it's not going to give you much room to navigate safely with it. If you have somebody else helping you with a wheelchair, getting the wheelchair off the back of the vehicle, if it's on the mount on the back of the vehicle, 4 feet is just not going to do it.
Okay. All right.
Well, can he move the vehicle over? I mean, I guess if something happened, the boat won't be there, so you got to move the vehicle over. So you should have plenty of room to have the handicap going up.
On the right side, yes, yeah. but the length is still going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Trying to get around. I'll have room across, wide way.
Yes.
So you believe that if we were to have this extension put in, you would be able to both park a vehicle in there, safely be able to navigate to and from with a wheelchair, as well as having a boat parked in there?
Yeah, but if I'm in a wheelchair permanently, which I hope I'm not, I'm not going to be able to use the boat anyway.
Understood.
So we'll have it.
Understood. Thank you, though. I'm just trying to get some clarification.
No. Okay. All right. Hearing no other opposition or questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Got another question.
I'm sorry?
They can't do it, but
it's all right.
I have opposition.
You're what, sir?
We gave that opportunity.
Well, I gave that opportunity, sir. I called twice for it, proposition. Okay. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's been a lot of things said around here, and I believe Mr. Mills and Mr. Sharp, including myself, have cleared some of them up, but I still have some questions that I'd like to be run over in my mind with some of the answers that we had here. We had a different approach by each time it came up here, by the sailboat, the car, the medical situation that he may be getting into. So I'd like to table this until our next regular meeting.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,802 until our next regular meeting, which will be on 8-1. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by vote, 5-0, case number 11,802 is tabled.